The World This Week. Politics.
America reimposed sanctions on Iran 3 months after pulling out of an accord brokered in 2015 to roll back its nuclear weapons program. A European Union law aims to shield EU-based firms that deal with Iran from the sanctions. But Donald Trump tweeted that anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with America. Scores of international companies have said they will comply with the order. Tougher sanctions come into force in November that curb Iranian energy exports.
Saudi Arabia expelled Canada's ambassador, froze trade with the country and will reportedly dump its Canadian investments. The kingdom's ire was raised by a series of tweets from Canada's foreign minister in which she called for the release of Saudi human rights activists.
The government in Zimbabwe continued arresting and torturing members of the opposition 2 weeks after disputed elections that saw President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party hang on to power. The situation is chaotic. According to reports, the chief of the armed forces did not order the crackdown. A former army chief, Constantino Chiwenga, who is now the vice president, is suspected of calling the shots.
Joseph Kabila said he would not run for a third term as president of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The constitution says he cannot, but that did not previously trouble him. His term should have ended in 2016. An election is scheduled for December.
Nigeria's vice president, Yemi Osinbajo, who is acting as president while Muhammadu Buhari is on holiday, fired the country's spy chief after masked security men barricaded parliament. Dozens of lawmakers recently switched their loyalty from the ruling party to the opposition.
The Republicans appear to have clung on in a special election for a congressional seat in the suburbs of Columbus, Ohio. The Republican candidate's margin of victory stood at just 1 percentage point in a district that the party won by 37 points in 2016. In another election, that was too close to call. Chris Kobach, who spearheaded unfounded allegations of voter fraud at the election in 2016, had a tiny lead in the Republican primary for governor of Kansas.
Chicago endured its bloodiest weekend of the year. At least 74 people were shot between Friday afternoon and early Monday, 12 of them fatally.
In an apparent attempt to assassinate Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, 2 drones carrying explosives flew near him as he addressed the paramilitary National Guard. 1 blew up in midair, the other struck a building. The guardsman panicked and fled. A group calling itself Soldiers in T-Shirts claimed responsibility. At least 7 people were arrested. Inflation in Venezuela is so high that prices double every 25 days.